Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not connected with us yet on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Kimberly Cacavo and Kate Nolan, co-founders of the women's apparel brand Grace by Grit. They are also co-authors of the international best-selling book Grace by Grit, The Entrepreneurial Women's Guide to Starting a Business with Power, Passion, and Purpose. And ladies, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having us.
And you're certainly both more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, Kate, if you would, why did you write the book for women?
Well, for us, Kimberly and I, we had started a business, Graced by Grit, which we design and manufacture premium women's athletic apparel. And that journey and that business development was such an experience that we felt it was an opportunity for us to share what we had gone through. We had women after we had started the business, constantly coming to us asking very specific questions and even broader questions of how do I start a business and how do I go about this? I'm so inspired by what you've done. I want to do it. And so we felt there was definitely a need out there for women to understand that they could go out there and do it and make it happen. And we could help them with that book.
Kimberly, how can you find your passion and develop your passion into a business? I'm sure a lot of listeners would fall into that category.
Well, I think sometimes you know your passion, right? Passion is that thing that you're always thinking about. It's always in the back of your head. It's something that drives you crazy, makes you do something extraordinary, and is a challenge. But it's something you're always thinking about. For Kate and I, we had been training together, and we kept thinking about clothing that would be more functional when you were training, something that was safe, something that made you look good, something that you couldn't wait to put on and go for a run or go for a jog, or something that was just almost empowering that you wore. And we thought about it. We first talked about it almost as a joke. I did it to stop her from training me so hard, but it just kept coming back. And every time we ran or went for a bike ride, we would talk about a feature that if we were makers of clothing, that we would put into our clothes. And it's pretty soon it started to overwhelm us. And we asked people who are in the clothing business, and in particular in the athletic apparel business, why don't you make clothes like this? Why don't you do this? And pretty soon we were so passionate about it, we were asking everyone. And one day we said, you know, we should just do this ourselves. We should do it. So we really looked into the product, we researched the competitors, we researched the market, and we thought about it, asked our family, would you support us if we did it? And we did it. So you take your passion and you go for it. You make it happen.
And you both certainly did that, and that is quite inspiring, I might add. Now, how do you harness your courage? And also, you say using your gut can give you the guts to start your own business. How do we do that?
So, I mean, I think, you know, how to harness your courage is, you know, really about finding, you know, that not only the support system that can help you when you have questions or you need that mentorship, et cetera, but it's really about believing in yourself. And I think that a lot of that comes from doing something. Once you've done it and you've tried, whether you failed or you succeeded, that gives you the courage to try again. So I think that's a huge part of it. And when you talk about, you know, what does it take, like the gut to really start a business, I think perseverance is key, but it's really also persevering to a plan. So each and every day, having that list of priorities and following that plan to get to where you want to go is a huge part of that, being able to confront your fears, and then just working really, really hard at it to make it all happen. And it's interesting when you start to you know, have those guts to start your business, and you start to, you know, all of a sudden you're a week in, then you're a month in, then you're 6 months in, you realize that all these little lessons learned have given you that, you know, have really given you that courage to believe in yourself even more to continue going forward.
Definitely appreciate your input there, and quite inspiring what you've both been able to accomplish so far today. We're joined by Kimberly Cacavo and Kate Nolan, co-founders of the women's apparel brand Grace by Grit. They are also co-authors of the international best-selling book Grace by Grit, The Entrepreneurial Woman's Guide to Starting a Business with Power, Passion, and Purpose. And they've joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Kate, continuing on, what are the four key things you need to know to take action and start your business?
Well, you know, for us, and we've identified this in the book, you have to first and foremost know your product. Second to that, you have to know the market and know your competitors that are within that market. And then something that I think is almost just as important as knowing your product is knowing your limits, knowing what you know. You know, for Kimberly and I, we were really fortunate because we created the business as in a partnership. And so, you know, we each had our areas of expertise, and then we worked really well together. Certainly had the same aesthetic in terms of what we wanted to design and the types of clothes we wanted to make. But we knew what we were each good at and where our limitations were. And I think having that self-awareness is key to starting that business.
And Kimberly, how do you build support for your venture, and what's the best way to raise capital? I'm sure listeners would love to hear your input on that as well.
Oh my goodness, I get the two hardest questions. Well, the first one, building support for your venture, is you talk to your family and your friends, because that is the team you're going to need to support you the most as you go forward, because there are going to be tough days. So the first thing you do is tell as many people as you can. Kate was talking about the four key things you need to know: knowing your product and knowing your market were two of them. One of the important things that we did was send out a Survey Monkey to every athlete we knew. By doing that, we got their input in designing our clothing. But more than that, we got their support. We got them interested, so they had a little bit of skin in the game. And pretty soon, they were our biggest supporters. We sold the company a year and a half ago, and I was out for dinner the other night, and I ran into a woman who was the woman that she was a stand-up paddleboarder, and she had come up with the idea for the whistle because she was out in the water, and she said if only she had a whistle, she would have felt safe. And it was so remarkable just a year and a half, you know, after we've shuttered the business, to run into one of our team members and one of our supporters. So it's talking, it's getting people engaged. And moreover, on the support part, as we went forward, each of our customers became part of our story. In our book, in every chapter, we have a story about a gritty woman who's found her, who's, you know, harnessed that grit and turned it into a grace. And that support still continues. Now, the hard question, which is the best ways to raise capital, which I think Kate and I might make another book about, because it is the singular most difficult thing for any business, and it was our most difficult thing. We designed great products. We built a phenomenal team. We had great support for our business, but raising capital was tough. So the first thing, when you've just got the business, is, you know, get some skin in the game, put your own money in. There's nothing like your own money to make you be more cautious with it. And see what you need to do. For us, the first tranche of money was to do market research, develop the name, brand, and the products. So we did that. At that point, it's an inflection point. You decide, wow, I've developed a name, I've developed a brand, I have a product that people will want. From that period, then you go and you do your Series A round, and that can be with institutional investors. It can also be with wealthy family and friends and people who really believe. We took our fundraising through a Series A, a Series B, which is just the next step, and then we turned to crowdfunding. And that was really fun. We went, we were on the internet, and we have investors in our business, people, not only our customers, but people who found the business through the crowdfunding platform and believed that, you know, two women could make a difference by designing incredible athletic apparel.
phenomenal information on raising capital. Can't thank you enough, Kimberly, for your input there, and that is most helpful. One last difficult question, if you will, and of course we know resilience is so important in anything that we do, but in business, tell us, what are the 6 magic keys to resilience as we conclude today?
Well, I mean, I can definitely identify those 6 keys to resilience, and resilience, you know, really being, you know, that grit, so that, you know, the way you view resilience, the way you view grit is that it's not this sprint to the finish line, it's that marathon. And so every single day there could be challenges, every single month, every single year, but it's about picking yourself back up again and recognizing that it's not always going to be easy and that there might be detours in the road along the way. And so for us, you know, what we identified is those 6 magic keys to resilience. The first one being social capital. So having that support system, I think we talked a little bit about that already on here, but making sure that you have that support system in not only, you know, a professional perhaps network or mentorship or being able to call upon people that have already experienced some of the challenges you have, but really having the support of your friends and family, because it isn't easy starting a business. There's long days, there's travel, and it, you know, really requires a community of support to make it successful. You know, the second piece of that is self-esteem. We did talk about that. Self-esteem comes oftentimes with, you know, having done something, not only succeeded at it, but most likely actually failed at it. And that gives you more self-confidence and that self-esteem to try again and again. Another key is having sleep, enough sleep, something that Kimberly and I think recognize is not having probably enough of when we were building our business, you know, and part of that being that you're up at night, you know, thinking of some of the really most exciting things, whether it's a new design or it's a new project that you're working on, but sometimes it's also the stress of the day-to-day and, you know, worrying about fundraising and all of those stressors, but sleep being so essential and important. We all know that given, you know, research today. And really the, you know, the fourth one being, you know, being free from distraction and really making sure that you're not getting distracted along the way. It's very easy for us. We had so many people coming to us and saying, you know what you should do, whether it was a product idea or a business idea or a partnership idea, and being able to focus on what, you know, the core of our business was, what our focus was, and being able to not let those distractions get in the way. And that's not always an easy thing, and certainly somewhere that I think we've made some mistakes along the way. Then the fifth one is having a pressure valve. So what, you know, what is that pressure valve for everyone? It can be totally different, but knowing what that is for you. And then the sixth one, is exercise. I mean, we built our business because we were creating athletic apparel for women to get out there and to sweat their stories and to feel incredible while they were doing it, because they were wearing clothes that they felt great in and that performed with them. And so we also know exercise is really a great way to relieve stress and something to turn to, and that is extremely healthy. And we recommend that that is one of the 6, but maybe one of the most important ways also to sort of work through some of the ideas you have, some of the stresses you have, some of the problems you're faced with. And so exercise being that 6th component to resilience.
Kimberly and Kate, can't thank you enough for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio for all the insight and information and advice shared here today. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can pick up the book, Grace by Grit, and get more information accordingly. Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, they can find it on Amazon, and it's available in softcover. It's also available in a digital version, and then you can also listen to us in an audiobook. So if you're driving and it's the easiest way to do it, we want to make sure that you can. So there's one of the best ways there is that audiobook.
You can't beat that. A lot of options to take advantage of. Again, ladies, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with both Kimberly Cacavo and Kate Nolan, co-founders of the women's apparel brand Grace by Grit. They are also co-authors of the international best-selling book Grace by Grit, The Entrepreneurial Woman's Guide to Starting a Business with Power, Passion, and Purpose. And to pick up Grace by Grit, visit Amazon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.